Okay, gentlemen, referring back to our other public hearings in the this evening, conditional use 1659 Robin R. May.
I'm finding my way back there.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1659, my motion is for recommendation of approval of this conditional use for a retail window treatment business. The location of this business would not present a problem for the surrounding neighbors and would not result in a public nuisance. On the contrary, it would be in support of providing services to the community. My motion for recommendation is, and I hope you're writing this down, Mr. Lank.
I'm trying.
My motion for recommendation is subject to the following conditions: that the hours of operation be Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 p.m., Saturday from 10 to 3 p.m. with no Sunday hours.
What was that again?
9 to 5, no. Monday through Friday.
I got that. Saturday.
And Saturday, 10 to 3.
10 to 3.
With no Sunday hours.
No Sunday.
And that the parking not be permitted in the front yard setback. And that the there be permitted a 32 square foot lighted sign.
Ground, she said ground lighted, not whether it's called indirect.
Indirect.
I think that's right. Just put ground lighted.
Uplighted.
Uplighted.
Uplighted. Uplighted. What do they call that?
What they call it? Spotlight stuck in the ground.
I get it mixed up.
Floodlight.
Floodlight.
She's in the lamp business. She'll know.
And just so you make sure that it's, when it's, if that's the case, that it's screened so that it doesn't
shine on the roadway.
A lot of times they're elevated and the sign goes up. There used to be one on Route 9 that would blind you every time you went by because the spotlight would hit you. In the wintertime it would bother because it wasn't even plant growth.
I think the standard language is screened from neighboring adjacent properties, then Route 24. That's the easiest way to do it, the lighting.
That's on both. Two-sided,
32 square foot sign on both, two-sided. And that's my motion.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1658 Bart and Brenda Donaway with the, I'm sorry, conditional use 1659 Robin R. May with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.